Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you at 347-850-1100. And today, I am excited to welcome to our show Chris Dickens, and she will be speaking to us in relation to her work as a consultant in our China program. Chris has been with Adoption Associates since 2006, and she brings to the agency adoption experience both personally and professionally. So I'm very glad that she's with us, and even more so, honored that she was gracious enough to agree to be with us today, even though she is a bit under the weather. So, Chris, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your schedule, especially when you're a little bit under the weather, to come and talk with us about our China adoption program.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Before we get started with the important and exciting details about Adoption Associates' current China adoption program, I was hoping you could give us a historical view of this program.
Sure, absolutely. China has been a very strong and longstanding program for international adoptions for years. And with Adoption Associates, we have been working in China since 1994, so we are going in our 23rd year, which is amazing when you think of all of that time and that we have been bringing children home to their forever families. It's pretty
awesome.
Astounding.
Awesome.
It is. We have placed a total of 766 children in that time, and our goal is to continue to place many more children and continue this program and keep it active and, you know, with the interest high and so I so appreciate having the opportunity to share more about the program and what it could be, what journey it could look like for families potentially hoping to grow their family or become parents through international adoption.
It's so exciting. And I want to make sure I got that number right. Did you say 166 placements?
I said 766.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we had a hiccup there in the connection.
Yeah, right.
766. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, China is, I mean, it's a very solid program. The history of China in and of itself as a country is magnificent. You know, just the culture and what China represents to its people. And it's a wonderful country, and families who travel there and bring home their children are forever enamored by that culture. And they really do a wonderful job at embracing the culture for their children and, you know, maintaining the heritage in their family because that's so important with international adoption. One of the very important things.
Sure is. I do think that understanding the history of the China adoption program is really helpful, especially as we relate it to what's happening today with China adoption. So I do thank you, Chris, for that great information. Can you talk now about the current state of adoptions in China?
Sure. Excuse me. So sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Take a minute if you need.
Currently, like I said, many children are coming home from China to their forever families throughout the United States and throughout the world, actually. The current state of China, of a China adoption program and our China adoption program, is, and one of the biggest shifts that we've seen throughout the last several years, is that the focus is now towards China's special needs children. That is the primary placement that we see, and those are the children that we primarily place. Years ago, China had what they considered a healthy program, and then they had a special needs program, and both were very, very active. And like I said, many children came home. Only for the last, I would say, to 8 years, gradually that the healthy program has slowly diminished in its capacity to finalize those adoptions, meaning the process is taking a very, very long time for children to come home to their families. Currently, a family pursuing an adoption through the regular program or through the healthy program, there are some families who have been waiting 10 years. And it's, you know, so that I would say that is one of the largest changes in the program. That said, it is also having the focus on the special needs children and allowing many families to really understand what that means and realize that is a path for them, and that they're, you know, those children are wonderful, wonderful additions to any family has really been kind of a silver lining. So because there's every child deserves a home.
And that's good information. I'm jumping ahead a little bit here, but I do want our listeners to tune in next week on more information on this topic, because we are excited to have an adoptive mother and father come on and talk about their experience adopting a child with special needs from China. So it's going to kind of be this show will build upon that show and vice versa. So what about, help us understand a little bit more about some of the requirements with adoptive parents and gender and children available and all of those details, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. China has specific requirements and eligibility for people considering adoption, as does every country. And some of those are, you have to be a married couple, or you can be a single female to adopt from China. If you're married, you have to be married at least 2 years. And if it's your second marriage, you have to be married at least 5 years. And one of the other requirements is that China does not want any more than 2 divorces. There are other financial requirements. But what I think is important to know is that parents can get a waiver from China, from the government in China, if by chance there is a requirement they don't meet, or there's some special circumstances surrounding their application. So I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, it's an absolute no. It would be a great conversation to have with us if you're considering China, but you're curious about the requirements and if you meet those.
Okay.
So, and more information can be found on our website as well. All of that information can also be found on our website.
Okay. What else is important for people to know and understand about the China adoption program?
You know, I think what's important to know, and I'll just kind of start talking about the program in and of itself, and beginning with the children that are available. There are both boys and girls available, ages from young toddler to about 14 years of age. And like I said, most of the children will come to us with some special need. And that doesn't always mean a significant or permanent special need. It can also indicate a temporary or correctable special need, and less severe, such as cleft palate, cleft lip, a congenital heart disease. And while some of those may seem scary or may seem intimidating if you're unfamiliar with it, I strongly encourage any family who is even the least bit considering this program to really do some research and find out about these needs and kind of do a lot of self-evaluation about what their family or what they're open to. And don't be scared off by the term special needs. Many of these kids, regardless of their need, and again, like I said, some have a more severe and permanent special need that require additional assistance and additional care at home, and some simply need maybe like an outpatient surgery or a repair of something. And oftentimes it is, not to diminish the need by any means, but, you know, part of adopting is really understanding, you know, where parents' strengths are and stuff. And that's important to know as you're going through this, to know what you're open for and what needs you'll be able to meet for the children.
Right, so, and I think that we've heard a lot from, you know, some of our adoptive families who've completed these adoptions who say, you know, our definition as a family of what a special need is didn't really align with what China's definition of a special need was. We didn't really think this was that big of a deal after all.
Right.
Maybe a hearing difficulty, which is something that, again, we'll hear about in next week's show. But I'm sure you've heard some stories such as that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So many times parents call us, you know, to talk about the program, to talk about what their perception is or what their concerns are. And oftentimes they, as they learn about the program and as they learn about special needs, you know, and what that means, they often are surprised, and happily so, that, you know, some of these diagnoses or some of these, the historical medical, you know, needs that these children have are really very manageable. And it's oftentimes not a lifelong issue. And so that is something that we really, as a consultant for the program, I know that is something that we really feel strongly about when a family is considering this program, that it's important that they do their due diligence. It's important that they, you know, understand what special needs they're open to, and really being honest with that. There is no judgment in this, because we want the child to come home to the family that's right for them. And parenting a child is a big deal, as us parents know, you know, adopted or biological, it doesn't matter. But if a child comes to us with a medical need, we want to make sure that the family is prepared and, you know, has done their research about medical facilities and therapists and physicians and specialists that can work towards the better health of these children. So that's very, very important. And we take a lot of pride in making so that's important.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you covered this, Chris, but did we talk about travel requirements and time frames for China adoptions?
No, not yet. So the average time frame for a special needs adoption can be anywhere from 12 to 36 months from application to placement. That time frame is so wide because it really depends on the age, the gender, and the special needs preference of the adoptive family. If a family's special needs preference is more narrow and limited, then they may wait longer. If a family's preference is more broad and wide, then they may, you know, they will likely wait less. So that is why you see kind of the varying time frame. I will say that one of the wonderful things about a China adoption is the structure of the program. And what I mean by that is there is a process to everything. Once you are linked with the child, once you are matched with the child, there is a process until you're home. And that process is really dictated through the China government, which is also called CCCWA. And the time frames are very consistent for all families. And, you know, that's reassuring to a lot of families, instead of wondering and waiting and wondering when the phone will ring or wondering when, you know, X, Y, or Z will happen. With China, you can pretty much have a pretty great understanding of how things will roll out. So,
right. I was going to say, yeah. You know, I don't work in our international department, but I have heard that one point that you just made over and over from a multitude of families, that is something that they really liked about our adoption program through China, was being able to know what to expect next and how clearly everything was laid out and planned for them as they got ready to travel. So I am really glad that you mentioned that, but I did interrupt, so I apologize. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. The time frame can lessen a little bit to about 9 months if a family elects to adopt a waiting child, which means that China will assign children to agencies. And if a child is assigned to our agency and we're searching for a family, and a family comes to us, then, and that's a match, you know, the needs meet the needs and the, you know, or the desires meet the child's needs, then that process can take as little as 9 months. So, you know, it's 3 months less than maybe what could be, but it's also something just to keep in mind. And kind of moving on to travel requirements. Families travel to China one time, and they're in the country about 2 weeks. The first part of their trip is in the province, and then the second part of the trip is the embassy appointments and the medical and obtaining the visa. So it's kind of a split trip. You're about, you know, like I said, 1 week in province, and then the latter part of the trip finalizing the adoption and getting all your documents and your visas and your paperwork to come home. So again, that's also very structured. Unlike some other countries where, you know, you hope and it's, you kind of go through it on a hope and a prayer and hope that you're in and out in the average time frame. So, yeah, so it's really, and either one or both parents may travel. I think that's important to know as well. It's not a country that requires both parents to be there. If one parent will travel, the parent will travel with powers of attorney, you know, identifying them, having power to sign documents and to finalize the adoption. So it's really
nice, very nice.
It's wonderful. It's a great time for families to become immersed in the culture, to really understand it. They're sightseeing, you know, don't get me wrong, this is not a vacation. Families travel for their child, and that's the focus and the sole purpose of bringing them home. But the benefit of being immersed in the culture is priceless, especially when you are embracing that for your child. So.
And for some families, that might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Many of them do choose to return later, but that is something that we hear of, very fond memories that are made during those days there. So is there a need for adoptive families in the China program?
Absolutely. The need is great. There are so many children just waiting over in China for their families. There is a great, great need. So oftentimes, you know, and maybe I should back up. I was going to say, and actually right now, I would say that there may be a greater need for boys than girls, but don't, you know, but there is definitely a need for both boys and girls. And families, you know, these children are available for adoption for a variety of reasons. Some it is due to their special needs. Some it's due to financial or, you know, reasons from the birth family. You know, that country is impoverished in many areas. And while the children are very well cared for, you know, the need is great. And it is just the more families we could have in our program, you know, bringing children home, the better. It would be wonderful.
Absolutely. You're right about that for sure. What are the requirements? So we definitely, let me say this, hear the need. We know that there's a need. What for prospective couples listening to this, what are the requirements for someone to adopt through China?
Right. I would encourage families to go on our website, adoptionassociates.net, and take a look if, you know, this conversation kind of leaves them wondering if they got everything. But, you know, in a nutshell, allows adopt or married couples to adopt. They allow single females to adopt. Excuse me.
So sorry.
There are some financial requirements. The married couples can be divorced, but they do not like to see any more than two divorces. But that said, and with these requirements, if a family is considering this program, but they're concerned about the requirements, please call us. And oftentimes, China will offer a waiver, you know, depending on the situation. So I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, scared off once they read the requirements if there's something in there.
Right. If one of the check boxes don't quite meet it, we still want you to give us a call and let's explore it. So how does a family know if adoption from China is right for them? What is important for prospective adoptive families to know or understand?
Oh, wow. I think one of the greatest things for a family to really know if they're ready to adopt internationally is to do their research. You know, China, as well as any other country, it is a big step. This is a big journey, and it's a beautiful journey. But it starts with loss for these kids, and that cannot be understated. We are, as an agency, we are big in education, and we are big in pre-adoption preparation, and we really stress that, and we talk about that a lot, and we We have educational requirements because when these children come home, the real journey begins. They're, you know, depending on their medical need, whatever that may be. Most children also who live in orphanages and even some who reside in foster care or foster homes, you know, will come home with some delay of some sort, just given the nature of their environment. You know, and they come home with adjustment. You know, there's adjustment. I don't want to say issues because I think that's a very negative term, but I think for families to realize and to understand and walk into this journey open-minded that there's going to be an adjustment period. Not every child adjusts as easy as another. And quite frankly, not every adult, not every parent adjusts as easy as another. And, you know, that's critical. The foundation for these placements and the foundation for a happy family and secure attachment and bonding for these kids is key. And that starts at the very beginning. And identifying their grief and loss and acknowledging it and supporting it and understanding their loss and, you know, just walking the journey with them side by side. And so.
Well, I wanted to say, too, you know, you talked about the grief and loss and the adjustment and all of those things. That can sound pretty scary to somebody who's new to this, but what we want everyone to know is that is why, or one of the reasons why you have Adoption Associates hand in hand as your partner for adoption, as you're traveling to China and as you're bringing your child home, because that's what we can do and what we want to do to help with the smooth adjustment of this child into your family. So while we talk about these things that can be a little bit intimidating, it's also important for people to know that we don't just kind of throw you out there and say, oh, good luck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the training is so important. And that's why really understanding your strengths, you know, and what your motivation is for adopting. The motivation, you know, we want families to step into this wanting to parent and, you know, and understanding what that means. So, but that said, as a mom by adoption myself, it is a beautiful, beautiful journey. And I, you know, really hope that if families are interested, they will feel free giving us a call.
Awesome. Great information today, Chris. And another thing that just to mention here is that both you and I will be participating in an Explore Adoption meeting on March 14th in Midland, Michigan. So please certainly give our offices a call for more information on that. That meeting is at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, as we explore adoption in Midland. We do hope that if you're interested in more information that you can join us that evening. And Chris, anything else? I think we pretty much covered it in our time frame anyway.
Right. No, I think we did too. And I just really thank you for giving me the opportunity to share about this program. And hopefully we've reached out to some people, and that just means another child into a loving home, forever home.
Absolutely. And the need is certainly there. So for those of you that are listening, looking to connect with Adoption Associates, interested in learning more about the possibility of providing a home to a child that needs one from China, please do give us a call at 800-677-2367. One more time, that number is 1-800-677-2367. We so appreciate your support of the Adoption Focus podcast. Hope that you will join us again next week as we hear from a couple about their experience with their China adoption. You may also connect with Adoption Associates on the website at adoptionassociates.net. Thanks again, Chris, for today.
Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
And to all of you listening, we also hope that you have a great day. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Hope you join us next week. Bye-bye.